From the GPB Newsroom, good Wednesday. I'm Ricky Bevington. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp toured a newly opened COVID-19 treatment center in Macon today. As GPB's Grant Blankenship reports, he used the visit to emphasize that Georgia's hospitals are open for business.
The governor was on hand for the opening of the 24-bed temporary medical unit for COVID-19 patients at the medical center at Navicent Health in Macon. Kemp pointed out the coronavirus battle has two fronts: containing the disease through testing and contact tracing, and keeping the economy afloat. He says at this point, hospitals are not only treating COVID-19 patients, they're ready to do elective procedures, the economic engines of most hospitals.
If you need, you know, a knee replacement, a hip replacement, if you need cancer treatments or different screening, please do that.
While Navicent has long handled COVID-19 overflow from other hospitals, the new COVID pod is currently empty. The hospital says it is set aside for emergency patients who present with symptoms of the virus. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Starting today, Atlanta's in phase two of its gradual reopening during the coronavirus pandemic. Phase two means people should wear face coverings in public, practice social distancing with gatherings of no more than 10 people, and take food to go from restaurants. Atlanta restaurants and shops can stay open if they promote social distancing and sanitation. Before Atlanta opens more services, Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms says the city must have more contact tracing and more testing if new COVID-19 cases continue to rise or critical care capacity falls below 50%. Atlanta would return to phase one, that's shelter at home. As more people vote by mail to avoid lines at the polls, Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says some counties may struggle to process large numbers of absentee ballots ahead of the June 9th primary election. He spoke today on GPB's Political Rewind.
The smaller counties will have their results very timely, and the larger counties just have more to go through. We understand that you don't want to wait, you know, a week to 2 weeks to get those results, and we'll be getting those out as soon as we can.
Despite the possible delays, Raffensperger is still encouraging all Georgians to vote by mail in order to help prevent the spread of the coronavirus at in-person voting sites. And Georgia's citrus crop is not being disrupted by the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. Lindy Savelle of the Georgia Citrus Association says this year's harvest was collected before the virus hit the U.S. Georgia's citrus, which mainly consists of mandarin oranges, it's grown in 41 counties and involves more than 130 farmers. Savelle says next year's crop could be impacted if the outbreak continues. Georgia's two major business groups today issued a rare joint statement urging state lawmakers to pass a hate crimes law. The Metro Atlanta Chamber and the Georgia Chamber of Commerce, quote, urge swift passage of hate crimes legislation that aligns our state's laws with our values. The push comes after jogger Ahmaud Arbery was killed in February by two white men who claimed he was a burglar. Georgia's one of few remaining states without hate crimes legislation. For GPB News, I'm Ricky Bevington.